This past weekend, me and Emily.
You're telling me you guys watched a movie this weekend?
Well, yeah, we watched half of a movie, and it was so, not even half. It was so terrible we had to turn it off. And I was excited because normally Emily picks these like Nicholas Sparks movies like The Choice or The Notebook or all these. Oh, we fell in love and then we're great or somebody died. And
right, this get one, a life. What are those about?
This one is like, hey, this couple goes to a cabin in the woods and he handcuffs her to a bed. And I'm like, all right, I'm listening. And she goes, and then this guy has a heart attack and dies, and she's stuck handcuffed to a bed.
Oh, no.
And there's nobody around. They're in the middle of the woods all weekend. And she can't reach her cell phone or anything.
Oh, no, her cell phone. I mean, that's where your mind goes first.
So he's, yeah,
she can't get up and go to the bathroom, you know?
Well,
but you don't
go to the bathroom or the bed. That's fine.
Right.
But he's dead on the floor, and then she's in there. So I'm like, wow, this sounds pretty exciting. It's called Gerald's Game. I don't recommend it to anyone.
Mm.
And we're reading the storyline. We're talking about it. We're like, all right, this marriage, they try to spice up the relationship to a remote lake house. She stays handcuffed to the bed.
Yeah.
And then she starts getting delusional because she hasn't eaten or drank anything.
Right.
Because she's just in this bed.
And she doesn't have her cell phone, too, which that'll do it alone, right?
She can't call anybody. So she's stuck in his cabin, handcuffed to a bed, and then here he lays.
Poor woman.
Because he took too much Viagra and had a heart attack. So I'm like, man, this is great. Here's the problem. There's a couple of problems here. They got right into it. Like, right off the bat, the movie, he dies and she's handcuffed to the bed. And I'm like, no, 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 no. You're trying to tell me for the next hour and 43 minutes that it's just going to be this guy dead on the floor and she's going to be handcuffed to the bed?
Oh, no.
I need something else than this, Castaway.
Right.
And there's not even a volleyball in here that she can talk to. I'm like, this is what we're going to do. So then it's just like this weird delusional, like he wakes up and is talking to her. And then she's got another person inside of her mind, which is her talking to her about all these other. And it's terrible. It is absolutely terrible. There wasn't even any good parts.
Oh, no.
I was like, I bet there's going to be good parts, right? She's handcuffed to the bed. No, not even any good parts. So we're watching this whole thing. And I'm like, man, I was so jazzed that I'm like, that this was, the storyline was so neat, and we were talking about it. I'm like, man, what if? What if you actually were doing it and you didn't have the key and you get handcuffed to a bed? And believe me, I know a lot of people are like, well, I'm sure she could have gotten out. No, she tried. They showed all of how she was trying to scoot her hands out of the handcuffs, trying to find the key and trying to get water and trying to reach her cell phone and then trying to kick it. And then he's dead on the floor.
Right.
Now, the interesting part is when a stray dog comes in the house and starts eating her dead husband. That was all right. I enjoyed that. Like, he was taking chunks out of her dead husband. And she can't do anything about it. You want to know why?
And she's saying, hey, bring me a piece. I haven't eaten for days either.
You're exactly right. Yeah. She's hungry, and she's still handcuffed to that bed.
Now, you said that you didn't finish this movie, right?
No, we couldn't. It was terrible.
Okay.
It was awful, and it sounds good. I understand what you guys are thinking, because it sounded awesome. The way we're talking and doing research and then watching, and we're like, open mind. Keep an open mind. Keep an open mind. And it just got worse. And worse.
Okay, but you should have waited towards to watch it at the end, because what happened was she realized that she could tell Siri to call 911, and so all of that torment was wasted. She just had to kind of think outside the box, and she could have gotten help that way. Don't you know that it's 2018 and you don't need your hands to call someone on your cell phone?
It's very
true. Isn't that interesting?
Normally, I would say, thanks a lot for ruining it. But I wish you would have ruined the whole plot line and the ending before we even watched Gerald's Game. Don't watch it, guys.
Okay.